Do you have the fever yet? Super Bowl fever? Because the New England Patriots are about to try for yet another championship in the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era? Or are you excited but not quite enough to dig deep into your budget to travel to Atlanta and pay for the tickets to see the game a week from this coming Sunday? Tickets are always expensive, but the average resale price is down about $1,000 from this time last year. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports it might be because of the Patriots.
The going rate for tickets to the big game on the secondary market is about $7,000, according to the price tracking firm TicketIQ. That's still an eye-popping sum, but it's a relative bargain, says TicketIQ founder Jesse Lawrence.
Tickets are, coming down. It looks like they'll be, quote-unquote, affordable. So, this could be the kind of opportunity for a fan that hasn't gone in years past.
An opportunity to watch Super Bowl 53 in person. But how many Patriots fans with the means to go to a Super Bowl haven't gone in recent years? This is New England's fourth Super Bowl appearance in five seasons. Lawrence says that contributes to a drop in demand. And Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson agrees. He says even fans with disposable income may see a Super Bowl as a once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage.
For lots of Patriots fans, that once-in-a-lifetime thing has already happened twice in the past two seasons or, a number of times over the past decades.
The Pats are playing in their ninth Super Bowl since 2002. Fans who do go to the game in Atlanta may have to spend any ticket savings, and then some, on lodging. The host city's hotels are virtually sold out, driving up prices on booking sites like Airbnb.
I have 15 properties total. 13 of them are near the stadium.
That's real estate broker Kianya Campbell, who's listing all of those properties for short-term rental. Even though she's a fan of the Falcons, the team the Patriots beat in a Super Bowl 2 years ago, she says she's willing to do business with Pats fans.
I personally don't have any resentment towards them because Gronkowski is on my fantasy football team. So I appreciate him and believe in him and wholeheartedly support him.
So if Pats fans are willing to pay Campbell's asking price of more than $3,000 a night for a three-bedroom house or $2,500 a night for a condo, this Falcons fan will gladly take their money. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.